This mother has just found out her one-day-old baby is very sick.
What happened to the baby, doctor?
He did arrest of cord and pulmonary.
Born prematurely, doctors say the baby's organs from his brain to his legs are underdeveloped. He weighs just over 700 grams and doesn't have a name yet.
This is the mask of the baby weight must be more than 2,500 grams. And he is less than 1,000 grams. So we haven't mask for every child. We must put him to incubator. But we haven't a good incubator because day by day we must check the weight of him.
With malnutrition increasing in Afghanistan, more underweight, premature babies are being born at the largest children's hospital in Kabul. Health workers are warning hunger is rising and half of the children in the country are at risk from acute malnutrition. The crisis is exacerbated by the withdrawal of vital international support for people here since the Taliban took over. Some doctors say it's a form of collective punishment. This intensive care ward has the capacity for 10 children but has to accommodate 30.
See these machines. Many of them are not working well. Mortality rate or the dying of children are increasing because we haven't anything. We need the budget for this thing. Like these are drugs. Adrenaline and aminophylline is life-saving drugs. The crowd of patients are day by day increasing here, but we have nothing.
Not only from Kabul, patients coming from other provinces, from all over Afghanistan.
Children that are malnourished, that are treated here.
The approaching winter is going to make matters worse for millions of Afghans who are unable to feed their families. The UN's children body says it will try to get help from international donors.
You've seen a number of children that are sick, that are malnourished, equipments that are failing or old, supplies that are very limited. The health system is about to collapse. We have weeks, not months or years. We will have a humanitarian catastrophe. There are millions of people that are going to starve. There's winter coming. It's a food shortage. It's a medical shortage. You've heard that there's fuel shortage. So the whole country is going to collapse if they don't get support immediately.
The doctor's efforts have paid off. The baby is alive.
We are so happy, but and next time in the future, we don't say the prediction about the baby because we haven't anything. Maybe in next hour, in next 2 hours, he will give arrest again.
Millions of Afghan children face a similar life-threatening future and are desperate for help. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.